You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 131, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Join me on today's show is Andrea York. Andrea is a licensed minister. She's a writer, a speaker, and a teacher, primarily about spirituality and faith. Now, she has always had a close relationship with color. She has a rare gift of, let me see if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, synesthesia, and that's a psychological phenomenon of intertwining color and sound. Now, Andrea literally sees color for each sound, and throughout her life, she would see colors dancing on sound waves during worship. It was a natural fit to become the founder and designer for Catch the Fire Worship Flags, an industry leader providing exceptional multi-layer angel wing worship flags for dancing worshipers. Now, on today's show, she's going to share, God has put something in the hand of every person. She loves to help others understand what's in their hand and help them to activate and achieve their God-given purpose. She wants to talk about being a solopreneur can be overwhelming because the big picture and the tiny details are your responsibility. And overwhelm, I'm sure, is something we can all relate to. As well as the benefit of community, it's vital in terms of long-term growth and success for your business, even for a solo entrepreneur. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
We were just saying before we hit record that you didn't even realize that you had this unique gift till you were explaining it to someone and they said, oh, you've got synesthesia. Amazing.
That's right. I just thought that was normal for everyone. Yeah. And it's not something that I spend a lot of time thinking about. It's just when I close my eyes and I think of a word, color, I see the sound, where it is on a musical scale, and I see a color that is associated with it. I didn't even know that's not how other people experience life.
Yes. And so how did the conversation, I'm intrigued, how did the conversation start? Were you just talking about an experience you were having or about various colors and whether someone else, how did that come about, the conversation? Can you remember?
Well, the question, absolutely. The question actually came in was I was being asked to describe how I create these worship flags. I was just simply explaining, well, I see this, mm-hmm. I close my eyes, I think I see what I and then I recreate it.
Yes.
In the tangible form.
Yeah, amazing. And so when you see intertwined color and sound, are different sounds, do they have the same color? So when you experience that, they're the same color, or does that change? Is it the same or does it change? Is that the right?
I would say that it changes because it's the phrase or it's the intention of the meaning behind it. So especially, yes. I noticed it always during worship. That's specifically where I'm very aware of the color. Mm. And so I would just, it would all kind of melt together, this flow of beautiful color. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was kind of like Aladdin's carpet, you know, like just riding along. And I would just, it would just flow like that. And so it wasn't until I started actually making worship flags and getting into that I realized, hey, this is a specific gift that the Lord has given me for a specific reason.
Yeah. You know what's really interesting to me, just hearing you share this incredible story, is I wonder how many other people are assuming that what they can do, see, hear, smell, touch, feel, all of the senses that we've been blessed with, a unique gift, but not yet realizing just how unique it is till you have a conversation with someone. They say, oh, wow, you've got such and such. I mean, you might have never have known that it was quite unique till that person had given you that feedback. Incredible.
It's exactly right. I just always assume that everybody's like me. Yeah. And I realize I'm not.
Yes.
Not amazing. Everyone is.
I love the way that you also, really loves sharing the message that God has put something in the hand of every person, because this just really solidifies what we're saying, that each and every one of us has been created uniquely. And one of the things that you love to do is to help others understand what's in their hand and help them activate and achieve their God-given purpose. Let's start by looking at some areas, because I know sometimes we can assume or presume something that actually keeps us blocked from what God's purpose is. What are some of the things that you see happen that actually is blocking us from recognizing what our God-given purpose is, so we can't really walk into that? What are some of the things you see?
Well, as a Christian, I think that a lot of us don't actually understand our identity in Christ. Mm. So that's a huge block, that understanding that God made us to be very... When we come into the family of Christ, that he actually loves the personality that he made you,
yes.
That we do not all have to be cookie cutters. If you ask me to go to a prayer meeting, I'll be, please don't make me do that.
Yeah.
But if you ask me to go outside and worship, that's how I pray. So yeah. Understanding that God actually wants to use how he made me, that I've done a lot of inner healing work as well. And you think, oh, is there anything good about me? Mm. And then God says, no, actually, I created you like this. Let's redeem the qualities that I've already put in you.
Yes.
And so just understanding who I am and helping other people understand who they are, and that their unique personality and the way that they express the character of God to the world around them is exactly what he intended.
Yeah, I love that. And it really gives us permission to identify what that is and not be boxed in, if you will, by certain labels or titles or even structures, as you say, that will often come about. As we worship in church, you know, there's obviously structure and format, yet we have a unique way of expressing that and bringing that forward. So we really can praise, as you say, and worship God. So in our identity in Christ, what would you say was the biggest lesson or insight that he was able to reveal to you when you recognized that your identity was not in what the world said who you were, not in your success, not in significance, but in him? What was the greatest insight?
For me, it was that the world actually opened up, that I didn't have to fit into a box that I never felt like I fit into.
Mm.
I was just always a little too much or not enough, or you feel like this is part of these are my people and I should probably be like them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I felt a lot more comfortable in many different other circles outside of the church.
Yes.
And where, when God said, this is who I created you to be. And as I got some freedom with that, as a parent, I've learned also actually to try to see that about my son, instead of make him into a cookie cutter, what I think he should be, or try to refrain from letting him experience any pain, or bad choices, and realize, okay, well, what is your heart? What has God made you to be? And that's the way that I want to train him.
Yes.
And so that's kind of, it's given me a lot of freedom. I think that it's also probably made me a better parent, just to recognize that in my best moments, in my worst moments, I'm still.
I think we can all relate to that. I know. And I think one of the biggest lessons in that, and thank you for sharing that, for all of us that I'm seeing as I'm interviewing people, is that really where the enemy can continue to keep us stuck is to just keep reinforcing the wrong area and the wrong understanding and perception of who we are, you know, our identity. And God makes us all unique. And just this morning in my meditation and prayer, I'm reading a book called The Anointing of Deborah. And she talks about, the author talks about different seasons and this, you know, the spiritual season of winter. And that's what I was kind of going through today. And one of the questions was around that. There's some stripping away of our, you know, the human perspective so that we allow God to really align our will with His. And once we do that, I think the identity is the most core concept, because often we judge ourselves by what other people are doing or not doing, where we are at, and even, you know, in our work. We are not a job title. We are not who, you know, success and all of that. We are who He says we are, and we are loved. We are, you know, we are forgiven. And I think once we realize that, we can continue to share that message and say, you know what, to others who are struggling, what's your identity? Who does God, who does Christ say you are? So, and give yourself permission to show up exactly how He has created you. I mean, it's biggest.
It's for freedom that we've been set free, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And let's face it, if we were all the same, it would be pretty dull and boring, you know?
Absolutely.
I reckon it's the differences in us. And when we recognize that and appreciate that about one another, that we can really support one another and just continuing to shine that way. Let's talk about being a solo entrepreneur. It can be overwhelming, absolutely, because we've got to think of the big picture, the vision, and then the small, the action steps. What insights have you learned that you found really helpful as you continue to grow your business?
Well, one of the things that I learned years ago was when I was working in a corporate job, that when I feel overwhelmed, you do the next step. Mm-hmm. And it's the most basic and simple of advice, pieces of advice, but there are so many things to do. And you think, and as an entrepreneur especially, we are big people, big picture people. We see what we have the idea and we already see it in execution, but it's all these other little steps to actually get it there. And so when I'm starting to feel overwhelmed and I can feel that anxiety rising up, and I think, well, what is the next thing that I have to do? Mm-hmm. And I do that one thing. And it really brings me back to that. It brings me back to the important things of how am I going to working on my business? How am I going to propel this forward? Because I can't get to step 10 if I have to do step 2.
Yes. I love that. And it's such a great reminder that of the importance of taking the next step, because often, and I'm sure you've got lots of examples of this, especially when we're considering we are growing kingdom businesses that honor Him in every way. Often that's what He's waiting for us to have trust and faith that next step is going to get us to where He wants us to be in our business. And often He will meet us there. Have you found that over the times that you've taken that next step? And then all of a sudden, the pathway seems to open up. It gets a little bit clearer. There's not as much, you know, overwhelm because of the fact that you've taken that next step. Yes?
100%. Now, I don't actually even know where the Bible verse is, but it does say that man will make his plan and the Lord orders his steps.
Yes.
And I love that. Like, I love that it's a proverb, I know, and I love, that's how I go. He actually directs my step. Years ago when I first started, it was very reactionary. Mm-hmm. I was a hobby. And then all of a sudden I decided, hey, this is probably what I'm going to be doing. So I needed to be a bit more proactive about it.
Yes.
And so he ordered my steps a lot more.
Mm, yeah. What I love about that too is that we realize, and this is something that is really being emphasized over and over, there are so many Bible verses that we've heard, I'm sure, heard being shared from the pulpit for many, many years. We can go, for our life, obviously, but we can go back to the scripture and really allow all of those verses now to direct our steps in our business. And there's such a great overlap there. And I think, you know, one of the best business books anybody, especially Christian entrepreneurs, should refer to on a daily basis is the Bible. Have you found that
Absolutely.
Too, that there's times, situations you go,
I would, my favorite verse, to in business is Isaiah 30, verse 21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.
Ah,
and I love that he directs us that even if we veer to the right or to the left, that he's always behind us. He's always with us.
Yes. And he can weave in our little messes and our little, distractions back into the story. He must have, yes. have such great patience. We know he's absolutely forgiving, but he's got great. Oh, there she goes again, off to the left, off to the right. Yeah.
Well, it kind of reminds me of Siri's voice, you know, when she's directing you for GPS, rerouting.
That's right. It would be on continuous sometimes, depending on what's going on in our business, I think.
Yeah.
What would you say then to someone who is, because, you know, we are, if you will, knitted with a sense of ambition and drive to be able to do that. And if we align and seek first the kingdom of God, we know that our focus is on the and steadfast on him first. But it can become a repetitive action where we are reactionary, as you said, and that can take some real reflection, but continuously guiding back. Okay, I see that I'm flying back into overwhelm. What was the greatest thing that you did that really allowed you to shift from being, you know, in reaction to being more proactive and not really stumbling with so much overwhelm? That because that overwhelm will keep you stuck from growing your business. I know that without a shadow of a doubt. I can see that in my own life. But what was it for you?
Part of my personality is that once I actually set out to do something, then I will. I love challenge, regardless of what it is. Sometimes I like things less.
Yes.
Even tasks that I outsource or want to outsource, I want to have an idea about how to do them. So I will learn them, and that way I don't want to. That way I'll understand what someone else is doing. I'm not always at their mercy, but.
Yeah.
What happened for me was once I decided this is actually the direction I'm going to go, until that happened, I was kind of just sitting back, letting life happen, kind of doing my own thing. I always joked with my husband that I was a trophy wife, that that I just wanted to be a lady who lunches and then have something a little bit in my spare time. So what happened in my spare time, then it became, well, no, this is actually taking up a lot more of my spare time.
Yes.
So I need to either do this, be all in, or give it up.
Yes.
And I decided I want to be all into this.
Mm. Yeah. And I love what you've just said, and it reemphasizes and really goes full circle back to our first point about how God made us unique. I think every one of us has various characteristics and approaches, if you will, that enables us to click into action. I mean, I love challenges as well. And if things are too streamlined, I mean, it's important to have things streamlined, but I know I do my best work when there's projects ahead, lots of things. Otherwise, I become a procrastinator. If I've got so much time ahead of me, it'll take me so much time. Once we recognize that uniqueness and what really fires us into action, we need to make sure that we create an environment in which we continue to operate in that way. Have you found that as well in your business?
100%.
Yes.
100%. There's a policy that whatever time you have to fill a task, that's how long it takes.
Yes.
And if you want something to get done, you ask a busy person.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's interesting. I'll often speak to my colleagues, and when I tell them that I do a daily podcast, they go, how do you fit everything in? And it's actually, I say to them, it's kept me focused, because I know that if I'm not doing these things, it's not going to get done. And you're right, that momentum is important for me. And so I've loved that it's really narrowed my focus, because I can't distract myself. And once you know those things about yourself, you can be more purposeful.
Right. You know what to say no to.
Yeah,
that does not fit my purpose. I cannot do that.
Yeah. Another great lesson for all of us, particularly as Christian entrepreneurs. I think sometimes, you know, we want to try and help out wherever we can, but the best, you know, that there's a book by Lisa Turkhurst, and you might know who she is. She's a Christian author from the US, but she talks about the best yes, because sometimes in business there are opportunities that are very much aligned with the church and aligned with helping various ministry projects, but they may not be the best yes for us in the season of our life. And so being able to say no to those opportunities knows that you will then keep focused and working and building momentum on where God really has placed you. I think that's a huge lesson that I've learned and continue to learn too. You?
Yeah, absolutely. And it goes with what we've already been saying. It's just about your personality, your identity, doing what God has actually asked you to do, not living someone else's, not living under anyone else's anointing, not living under anyone else's calling or purpose, but living your own and loving it.
Yeah, so important.
There's really nothing better than being in the will of God.
Yeah. You know, something, as you're saying that, I'm reminded often of something a mentor of that used to help with the branding and positioning and everything. She would say, now don't get brand envy. Sometimes what we can do is look at other people's calling and ministries and almost get, you know, calling envy and kind of, oh, I would love to do that. But as you said, there is a unique calling and unique gifts and unique style and approach that has been knitted together in who you are. And once we realize that, it will fire us up. There is so much satisfaction in that because Christ knows who we are and what really will motivate. Have you noticed that in your own life as well?
Oh, yes. I've stopped looking at who my competitors are or what they're doing or anything like that and just focused on loving. I absolutely love what God has given me to do. I can't even believe that this is what I get to do.
Yes.
Just to reach people, to serve people, to see the challenge of growing a business. I love all of it. Just 100%.
And you almost wake up every day pinching yourself, saying so grateful that you have that opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what you've just said is such a great reminder. You know, be really mindful about where God's positioned you and identify that. And sometimes it is a matter of really spending time with Him so that He can share and show you where it is that He's placed you, rather than being distracted, I find, by everything else that's going on. Because once He reveals that to you, there is a deep satisfaction and fulfillment that we know only He can give. Yes?
100%. And I feel that if anyone watching or listening to this that doesn't know their purpose, I know that God speaks clearly and definitively. He doesn't want us guessing and moving around. All of the mysteries are in Christ for us to know. Yeah. There's in the Old Testament, His thoughts were higher than our thoughts. But in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, we have the mind of Christ and that the mysteries have been revealed. And so He answers specifically to each person, and it is individual. And it is very fulfilling. Like we've been saying, it is very fulfilling when you are doing the work that God has asked you to do. It's a partnership. Yeah. It is a partnership. And It's the greatest partner you can possibly have in business.
Yes, absolutely. I love also too how you say the benefit of community is vital to long-term growth and success, even for a solo entrepreneur. Isolation can be one of the most debilitating things, especially when we allow the enemy to continue, you know, sharing lies. What are some things you want to share around building a strong community around us?
It's vital to growth. It's vital to your personal growth. It's vital to your business growth. I know that I'm an extrovert, and so when I started to get a lot busier and work full time at this, all of a sudden I thought, Lord, why have you taken an extrovert and made me be by myself for 10 hours a day? That doesn't seem right. Yeah. And I kind of lost focus for a little while until I realized, no, you need people. You need your friends and your family around you to give you balance. You also need a community of like-minded business people that you can spell ideas off of. Your friends and family, they're great. They might have opinions, but they're not business people.
Yes.
So take business advice from business people. And so there's the beauty of the internet. I mean, you're in Australia, I'm in Canada. The beauty of the internet is that you can be anywhere at any time and have community, and even face to face.
Yes.
Like we're doing now.
Yeah.
And so invest in yourself, invest in courses, invest in paid groups. There's lots of Facebook groups that are phenomenal for building community and for saying, hey, you know what, you're doing a great job. Keep going.
Yeah, so important. And, you know, I think where you're reminding us again of who are we, what do we need? For me, I'm the opposite. I'm actually an extroverted introvert, and I know time on my own refreshes, replenishes me. Once you understand that, you are now, as you said, more intentional, more purposeful in the decisions that you make to ensure that you do continue to really nurture you and your spirit by aligning yourself, joining the groups, showing up, that kind of thing. And I think once we realize that, then when, and I'd love your feedback on that, when we create the right environment around us and when we, you know, continue to really tap into his word and where we know that he's directing us, performance, productivity, all of those words that we use in a business sense, you are far more productive and things just align because he's taking care of what he needs to do to support us. Have you found that as well?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Without, yeah. I mean, you wake up every day with kind of your plan, but you need this around you.
Yes.
To because we all have low periods. Mm. We all do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and I love that about being able to share those stories, because sometimes, you know, we do look at other entrepreneurs. In fact, I was just having a conversation with a previous guest, and what he was saying, and we really can bring this within this conversation too, we can often assume or have a presumption that what's going on for someone else by what we're seeing, you know, on social media and all these great tools that we have to be able to share our message, that everything is perfect for them. They've got it all covered. Yet in actual fact, what's going on behind the scenes is often very much what we're experiencing. However, for us, of course, we're just so blessed because we have a business partner who says, you know what, give it to me, let me handle it. And in actual fact, I think as business owners, sometimes we just don't give enough time or credit to him to hand over some of those, you know, things that we're continuing to carry around, you know, as issues and problems.
Yes.
And he's kind of sitting there going, you only need to ask me, you know.
I experienced that earlier last year when I remember I was actually sitting right here in this room, and I was having kind of a meltdown with the Lord. And I'm like, this is so overwhelming. I can't handle this. I mean, thank you for all of the success in the business, but no, thank you.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't do this. And that was when the Lord spoke to my spirit so clearly that I have answers for you. They're not dark riddles. It's not muddled speech. It is clear and concise in its answers. And then I thought, okay, Lord, I'm so sorry. I've been doing this for 7 years and I actually haven't asked you specific questions. And so I started to get really, really specific with the building of the business.
Yeah. You know, one thing that that I often think about is, you know, when we eventually get to heaven, and whether we'll see various aspects in our life where the answer was right there. Yes, we just walked on by, we flew on by, and we will all be sitting there going, oh, you know, because I said the answers were right there. You just had to ask me. I had it, you know, I had my angels just standing around waiting to deliver. But I think often we just carry things around on our own back, trying to manage it on our own. But what a great, great reminder. Andrea, share with us a little bit more about your work and how others can find out more and access these incredible flags that you're creating.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes. So I'm actually really pleased to announce that we have a brand new collection. It's called The Names of God. So I've created 12 new worship flags that represent one of his names.
Yes.
And so you can find the new collection along with some giveaways and a free Bible study download on the names of God at catchthefireworshipflags.com. We also have YouTube worship flags. If you don't know what they are, what they look like, or even what to do with them, we have a great YouTube channel at youtube.com/catchthefireworshipflags. I'm also on Instagram or Facebook, also at my handle is catchthefireworshipflags.com.
Yeah, fantastic. And we'll put all of the links so that you can connect with Andrea on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE131. I love the way that God has, as we said, has really knitted you in your mother's womb with these unique characteristics and just approach to showing your love for Him and now creating a business around what you're doing, and so that we can really continue to worship Him with these flags and just praise his name. So look, thank you so much for coming on the show. One of the things that I'm doing for all of my guests, and I'd love to do this for you too, Andrea, is just say a word of prayer as we finish up. May I do that for you today?
Please do. Thank okay. you.
Father God, thank you for the opportunity that we could connect and listen and hear Andrea share her insights and her testimony. Father, we are reminded that each and every one of us is unique in how you created us. And, for us to recognize that if someone is listening or watching and has not really been able to really connect with you and recognize that their identity is not in who the world says that they are, but rather who you say that they are. So, Father God, we just want to ask for your continued blessing on Andrea and her business as she continues to grow and share her love for you. We just pray and just thank you for that. And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your insights. One of the things that I might get you to do, Andrea, I'm not sure if you have or not, I haven't checked your folder, but maybe if you've got some images of your flags, we'll add them to the show notes when the show goes live. Okay. So people, if they're listening on the actual page, that they can then see what some of the beautiful creations that you've had too. So send them across if you haven't already to Melissa. And
sure,
we'll
I'll do
add
that.
Them.
Now, yeah. And when is this going to be live or on
so
the it, podcast?
I will be adding this to the Facebook page later today, so I will tag you. And once the audio version goes live, I'll be adding that to, or Melissa will send you the link to that as well. So the video will be live shortly.
Okay, and you're going to catch the fire worship flags, not me personally?
Both actually, probably both.
Okay.
If we can. Terrific. Okay. So thanks once again for coming on the show.
Thanks a lot, Henry. It was a real pleasure. A real pleasure. I appreciated it.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought
to
you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.